Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kron, Mechaber of the Sefer Nezer Avraham on Maseches Nazir. Maseches Nazir has been dedicated Le'ili Nishmas, Gittel Malkabas Shapsi, Nassan Pinchas Ben Peretz, Eliezer Lipa Ben Matisyahu Mordechai.
Today's shiur is on Nazir Daf Memches. The Gemara is trying to find Mekairis in the Psukim that a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir have a heter to be Metami Lemeis Mitzvah. And the Gemara says that by Kohen Gadol, there's a pasuk va'al kol nafsho yismeis lo yavoy, and it says lo aviv uli'imoy lo yitama. So we darshin lo aviv ena mitame avo mitame hu lemeis mitzvah. And the Gemara says ashkechan by Kohen Gadol, but nazir menalon. How do we know by nazir? And the Gemara brings a similar pasuk by nazir that it says lo aviv uli'imoy lo achiv ulaachoisay lo yitama lahem b'maysam. So why does it say la aviv ule'imai? We darshin la aviv ena mitame avo mitame hu lemeis mitzvah. Tosfos Dibur Amaschil Hachi Garsinon wants to know why the Gemara feels a need to bring a pasuk by Nazir that it could be mitame lemeis mitzvah. Why don't we use the gzeira shava of imoy imoy that's mentioned in the beginning of the daf? Just like we mentioned in the Braisa that there's a gzeira shava imoy imoy that we learn out Kohen Gadol from Nazir. Just like by Nazir it says b'moysam, and we learn out b'moysam eino mitame, only tumas meis a Nazir is not allowed to do. But mitame hula nigam ula zivasam, he's allowed to come in contact with a metzaira or a zav. So the same thing a Kohen Gadol because of the gzeira shava of imoy imoy. So Taisvis asks, if we learn Kohen Gadol from Nazir with that gzeira shava, so let's learn out Nazir from Kohen Gadol as well. Let's flip it around and say we learn out Nazir from Kohen Gadol with that gzeira shava, legabi the din, that he is mutter to be metame lemeis mitzvah. And Taisvis adds, the ein gzeira shava lemechza. Because the klal is, that's a gemara in Zvachim daf mem ches amir aleph, and Menachas daf dalet amir aleph, that ain gzeira shava lemechza. Therefore, if we learn out Kohen Gadol from Nazir with that gzeira shava, legabi the din that he's allowed to be mitame lenigam ulazivasam, so we'll flip it around and learn out Nazir from Kohen Gadol as well, that he's allowed to be mitame lemeis mitzvah. It's important to point out that this is a mechudishtika application of the klal of ain gzeira shava lemechza. In that Gemara in Zvachim and also in Menachas that we mentioned before, that's talking about if you learn out one din from something, then we learn out other dinim as well. Gzeira Shava is not just going to teach us one similarity, but it'll teach us other dinim as well. But that's all in the same direction, learning out the second thing from the first thing. But to flip it around and say, and we also learn out the first thing from the second thing, that is Tosis' application of Ein Gzeira Shava Lemechza. That's not muchach in any Gemaras that we say Ein Gzeira Shava Lemechza to be mishapich and to go learn out Nazir from Kohen Gadol, just like we learn out Kohen Gadol from Nazir. In the Sefer Yad Malachi, which is Klalei Hashas in Simin Lamed, he discusses the klal of Ein Gzeira Shava Lemechza and says, Bepashtus, the klal just means that if you learn out one thing, you learn out other things. But it doesn't have to be mishapich to learn out Zeh Mizeh v'Zeh Mizeh, each thing learning out from the other. It could be one directional, but it's just legamri. Ein Gzeira Shava Lemechza. As a matter of fact, Rashi increases Taf Chav Beis Amid Beis, Dibur HaMasl V'Rebbe Akiva, says in the klal of Ein Hekish Lemechza, which is similar to the klal of Ein Gzeira Shava Lemechza, that the Hekish can't be Lemechza, and therefore will learn out other dinim as well. But Rashi says clearly it doesn't have to be Mishapich. You don't have to go back and learn the first thing out from the second thing in any way. Just the second thing that we're learning from the first thing has to be Legamri, Legabi Meni Dinim. So if that's the case, it would be the same with Ein Bepa by the klal of Ein Gzeira Shava Lemechza. However, the Yad Malachi says over there that even though that is the pashtus, it's muchach from Toisus in Kedushin, Dav Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, Dibur HaMaschil Tfilin, that the klal of Ein Gzeira Shava Lemechza includes that it has to be mishapech as well, that we have to be able to learn out the first thing from the second thing. And he brings that the Karban Aaron as well says that by Hekish and Gzeira Shava, unlike that Rashi increases, the Midas Aaron, the Karban Aaron says, Ha Hekish va Ha Gzeira Shava Shnehem Shivui Hechleti, it's perfectly consistent, Umishapech, and it goes back and forth, Shezel Yilmoid Mizeh Vizeh Mizeh. Each one can be learned out from the other. So if the Yad Malachi brings it as is muchak from a Tosis in Kiddushin, so Tosis seems to go to Shitasam over here, that Tosis assumes that this aspect is included in the klal of Ein Gzeirah Shavu L'Mechtza. If you want to look more into this inyan, it's a fascinating inyan in Klalei Hashas. See the Aruch Laner increases over there on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis on the above mentioned Rashi, and also a Tshuvas Chavis Yor Simin Reish Gimel. Al Kapanim, this is Tosfos' Kasha. Why do we need a special limud that a Nazir could become Tamei Lameis Mitzvah? L'chayra, we could have the regular limud of Gzeira Shava Imoy Imoy. So Tosfos answers in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz that without the extra pasuk that teaches us that a nazir could be a metami lemeis mitzvah, we would have said that the gzeira shava of imoy imoy only teaches us this halacha, that a nazir is similar to a kohen gadol, that he's metami lemeis mitzvah. But the original din that it says on the top of the amud, that we learn out imoy imoy to teach us that a kohen gadol is mutter litame leniga mulazivasam, that we wouldn't have learned out. We would have said that the gzeira shava is only to teach us nazir from kohen gadol. Why would we have not said that the Kohen Gadol also has that Heta Latami L'Nigamol Zivasam? L'chayra Ein Gzeira Shava L'Mechtza? So Tosfos explains because it's considered Oiker Kro Mimashma Usei. Because to say that a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol are allowed to become Tamei to someone who has Saras, that is considered being Oiker Kro Mimashma Usei. Because since Mitzayra is Iska Shlemeis, since a Mitzayra is compared to a mace. Therefore, if it says clearly that they're not allowed to become tamei mace, the mashmos ha-pasuk is that they're not allowed to become tamei to a mitzayra as well. And therefore, to darshan that he is mutter to become tamei lenigam, that's going to be considered oiker krami mashmause, and we wouldn't have known to darshan the gzeira shava to include such a chiddush. Therefore, it has to say its own special pasuk by nazir that he could become tamei mace. It's for the Meis Mitzvah, and therefore we have the Gzeirah Shavah of Imoy Imoy Mufna to teach us the din that a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol could be Mitamei Leniga Mulazivasam. What does Tosfos mean that a Mitzayra is Iska Shlemeis, and therefore we would say that the Mashmos HaKra is that a Kohen is not allowed to become Tamei to a Mitzayra, just like he's not allowed to become Tamei to a Meis. So the emes is we find the concept that a metzayra is considered like a mace. The Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Samach Dalet Amid Beis, says, Arbo chashuvin kemeis. There are four people that are similar to a mace. Ani umetzayra, visuma, umisha ein laibanim. Four groups of people are considered like a mace, and one of them is a metzayra. So lechayra, we see over there that a metzayra is similar to a mace. But how do we see there that a metzayra is iskish lemeis? So the Briskerov in the Chidushe Hagriz points out that what Tosfos is saying is that not just that the Gavra, the person who is a Metzayra, is Chashuv Kemeis, but there's a din that Tumas Saras is Iskish LeTumas Meis. And he says that the source for such a thing is in a Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, because the Gemara says there in Yevamos that a Beged that has Saras is Metamei Bechazayis. Even if it doesn't have the shear of normal Tumas Begadim, that's Gimel al Gimel, that's Bois, still it goes with the shear of Tumas Meis, which is Bechazayis, the Iska Shlemeis, because it's compared to a Meis. Rashi in Yevamos explains there, where do we find that a Metzayra is Hukash Lemeis? That's at the end of Parshas Bahaloischa by Miriam. At the Pasuk says, Al Notehi Kameis, she shouldn't be like a Meis. And Aaron was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, "Al not techolit shaloi tehei kameis. She shouldn't become a metzayra, and then she will be like a meis." So there we see that the metzayra would be considered like a meis. But the application of the Gemara to it, the Gemara in Yevamos, it's not even talking about a person; it's talking about a beged. Says the Brisker Rav, you see there that it's more than just the person who is a metzayra is chashuv kameis. We see that tumas saras is iskish lemeis, as the Gemara in Yevamos says that that's why it has the din that it's metami bechazayis. If that's the case, says the Brisker Rav, that's the pshat in the Tosis. Not just that a metzayra is chashuv kameis, but tumas saras is iskish to tumas meis. And therefore, if there's a din that a kohen and a kohen gadol are not allowed to become tamei meis, so it would stand to reason mimashma usei dekra that says he's not allowed to become tamei meis, then he also is not allowed to become tamei to tzaras to a metzayra. And therefore, you need a special drasha, and that drasha is considered being oiker krami mashma usei to say imoy imoy that a kohen is allowed to become tamei lenigam ulazivasam. It's kedai to point out, though, that the etzem yisoid of a metzayra being compared to a mace is also true, not just the tumas saras, but that the person is chashuv kemace. That gemara in Nedarim Samach Talad says that a metzayra in a certain way is chashuv kemace. Tosis in Nedarim over there says, what's the nafkamina that it's chashuv kemace? Lemiboy alayu rachmi. That you're supposed to daven for someone who's a metzayra because it's a big rachmanas. He's mamish like a mace. And the same thing, a person should daven for someone who is blind and people who have no children, and also for a poor person that he should have parnasa. That's what the Gemara is saying, not just about the tumas saras, but these four people are chashuv and kemeis, and we have to be magdil our rachmanas on them. Nafkamina says Taisus, lemi boyo layu rachmi, to daven for them. So that's surely not just legabi tumas saras. That means the person himself is chashuv kemeis. What the Brisker Rav is saying is that from the Gemara in Yevamos we see a second aspect, that tumas saras is iskish lemeis, and that's what Tosfos is referring to over here when Tosfos says that since mitzayra is iskish lemeis, therefore we would have said that just like a kohen and kohen gadol are not allowed to become tamei meis, the mashma usay of that krah is that he's not allowed to become tamei mitzayra as well. And that's why we need a special drasha gzereshava imoy to be oiker krami mashma usay to teach us that they're allowed to become tamei to a lenigam to someone who is a mitzayra. The Rosh answers Tosfos Kasha different than this Rabbeinu Peretz and says, Eina chanami, the Gemara could have learned it out from the Gzeira Shava of Imoy Imoy. The Rosh held that that's not called being oiker krami mashma usei, and therefore we could have learned out the din that a nazir could become tami to a meis mitzvah from the gzeira shava imoy imoy. Elo nichole la'ashkeche begufe. But the Gemara wanted to try to find, preferred to find a pasuk that says it, or that hints to it, in the parasha of Nazir itself, in order not to rely on the Gzeira Shava. And the Rosh is L'chaira Apliya, because what does that mean? It's Nichale, we prefer to find the Pasuk Begufe. But why do we need that Pasuk? L'chaira, that Pasuk is an extra Pasuk. If it teaches us La'aviv, La'aviv ain't a mitame avo, mitame ulemeis mitzvah, that's not a necessary Pasuk, because we could have learned it out already from the Gzeira Shava of Imoy Imoy. What does that mean? Have a Matzi L'meimar, we could have said that it's learned out from the Gzeira Shava, but Nichale La'ashkeche Begufe, L'chaira, the Pshat in the Rosh is, based on the Gemara in Psachim Daf Yud Ches Amid Be, and in Kedushin Dav Dalet Amid Aleph, and in other places, Demilsa Ba'asya B'Kal V'Chaymer Tarach V'Kasav Lokra. Sometimes you could have something that could be learnt out from the Midah of a Kal V'Chaymer, but still Tarach V'Kasav Lokra, it's not considered an extra pasuk. The Torah likes to write it beferish and not to rely on the fact that you learn it out from Kal V'Chaymer. And we'll say from this Rosh that just like the Gemara says it by a Kal V'Chaymer, the same thing by a Gzeir Shava. It's true, it's a valid Midah Shahatayr in a Dreshes Ben, but sometimes a Milsa Da'asya Gzeira Shava that could have been learnt out from the Gzeira Shava, still Tarach V'Kasav Lokra. And the Ran in the very beginning of Nedarim, Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, Dibur Hamascha Lindor Neder, says this Beferish, that just like the Gemara says, Milsa Da'asya B'Kal V'Chaymer Tarach V'Kasav Lokra, so too, Milsa Da'asya B'Gzeira Shava Tarach V'Kasav Lokra. The Ran says that it's a Gemara, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. The Rashash in Nedarim already points out that it seems that there is no such Gemara like that in Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Aleph. I'll refer you to the Pirish of the Choik Nosan in Zvachim Daf Nun Zayin Amid Aleph, where he explains Pshat in that Ran, where the Ran saw it in the Gemara and Bava Metzia, and he also brings that in the Sefer HaKrisos of the Rishon, the Rash Mikinoin, he says Beferish that by Milsa de Asya Begzer Shava, we don't say that. We don't say Tarach Lekos of Lakra. That's specifically by a Kal V'Chaymer and not by Gzer Shava. But the Choik Nosan says it's a Machloikis Rishonim, because that Ran in Adarim says clearly, even by Gzer Shava, Milsa de Asya Begzer Shava Kasav Lakra. So therefore we want to say that the Rosh over here is going with the sheet of the Ran and not the sheet of the Sefer HaKrisos. And that's why the Rosh says that Eina Chanami, we could have learned it out from the Gzeira Shava, but still Nichale, the Gemara preferred La'ashkechei Begufe. That explains the Gemara, but what about the Pasuk itself? Why does the Pasuk write an extra word to teach us that a Nazir could be Metame L'meis Mitzvah if we could have learned it out from Gzeira Shava? That's because the Rosh understands that even by a Milsa Da'asya B'Gzeira Shava, we could say Tarach V'Kasav Lokra. The Gemara then brings the Braisa that says that a nazir is allowed to become tamei to a nevela. The only isser of tumah is tumas, mace of a human being. And the Braisa says, the Tanakhama learns it out from the fact that it says, al nefesh mace lo yavoi, and nefesh mace is referring specifically to a human. And Rabbi Shmuel says you don't need that drasha because it says the word lo yavoi, and lo yavoi is mashma benefashis hametamis bibia akasav medaber. Only nefashis that are metami bibia with coming into that makaim, which means to the oyel hameis, that's who a nazir is muzaron. And therefore, it's only by a nefesh adam and not a nefesh behema, because the nevela of a behema is not metami ba'oil. The Yireim in Simin Shinchov Beis of the Sefer Yireim is Mechiach from our Gemara that a Nazir is allowed to become Tomei to Meisei Akum, to a dead person, a Goyish, a dead person, because we paskin like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in Yuvamis Tav Samach Aleph that says that a Goyish Meis is not Metamei Ba'oil, he's only Metamei B'Maga Uvamasa. So if he's not metami ba'oil, and Rabbi Shmuel says over here that anyone who's not metami bebia, who's not metami ba'oil, the nazir is not muzar on it. So therefore, if a nazir becomes tamei to meisei akum, so that's not nefashais hametamois bebia. Therefore, he would not be megaleach on such a tumah, and he's not even muzar to be metami lemeis of a meisei akum. The Yireim says that he's ma'ir on this from the Gemara earlier on Daf Dalet Amid Beis that says that Rabbi Yehuda learned that Nazir Shimshain is allowed to become Tamei Meis. Shekein Matzinu b'Shimshain Shenitma. We see that Shimshain wasn't like a regular Nazir. His din was different because we see that he became Tamei. L'chayr Refrekti Yireim, the Tumah that we saw by Shimshain, he was Nitma L'meisei Plishtim, which were Goyim. So if the Halacha is based on this Gemara that a nazir is allowed, or even a regular nazir is allowed to become tamei meis to meisei akum because they are not metamei ba'oil. So what did Rabbi Yehuda see in the nazirus of Shimshain that showed that he was allowed to become tamei meis? Maybe he had the regular din of nazir that's not allowed to become tamei meis, but meisei akum are different because they're not metamei ba'oil. And the Yireim says that in a chanami, that braisa is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and holds that meisei akum are metamei ba'oil. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasa, he held that if you see that Shimshain was metamei to meisim, even to meisei akum, those are nefashes hametameis bebia, and therefore a regular nazir would be mitzvah on it, lefishitas Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore we see that Shimshain had a different din of the nazirus. We mentioned this earlier on the shir on Daf Dalet Amid Beis, Ayin Sham. Al Kopanim, the shita of the Yireim is that a nazir is allowed to become tamei to meisei akum. And more importantly, halacha lemaisa, the Yireim learns from this that a kohen is allowed to become tamei to meisei akum as well, because the din of a kohen is the same as the din of a nazir. The Yireim says that we learned this from Masechta Smachis, a braisa in Masechta Smachis, Perek Dalet Halacha Chaf Aleph says kol sheha nazir megaleach aleha kohen muzar aleha. And we see that then that it's Tali Zebazet, whoever the Nazir is not allowed to be Matami to, so a Kohen is not allowed to be. Says the Yireim, who had done the opposite, anyone that a Nazir is allowed to become Tamei, it's not Migaleach Aleha, then a Kohen is Einai Muzar Alav. And therefore, based on our Gemara that says, we hold like Rabbi Shmuel, says the Yireim, that any mace that is not mitame ba'oyel, a nazir is allowed to become tame to that mace. For example, the mace of the nevela of a behema, and also mace akum la halacha lemaisa that we hold like Rabbi Shimon by Yechai. The same thing, a kohen would have the same leniency that he's allowed to become tame mace to mace akum. This braisa in Masechta Smachos is brought down later by Tosfos on Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis, Dibur Amaschil Toshema. Al Kopanim, based on this braisa, the Yireim wants to be mekil for Koyan in Bizman Hazeh to become Tomei, to go to a Beis HaKfaris of only Goyim, because if and even to come in physical contact to Meisei Akum, because a Koyan is not Muzar on a Tuma She'ein HaNozir Megaleach Aleha, and a Nozir is not Megaleach on Meisei Akum since it's not Metami Ba'oil. The Rambam paskins differently Halacha Lamaisa. The Rambam in Hilchas Evel Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel paskins that a Koyan is not allowed to touch Meisei Akum because that's Tumas Meis, and a Kohen is not allowed to become Tamei Meis. In the Hagois Maimoni there in Hilchas Evel, he brings the shita of the Yireim, that the Yireim says differently than the Rambam, but the Hagois Maimoni says that the Pashtus of the Gemara in Yevamos, Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, is like the Rambam, because by Meisei Akum, it says there, Nehi Dema'atinu Kromei Oyel, even though there's a miut that they're not Matami Ba'oyel, Mi Magu Umasa, Loi Ma'atinu. From Magu Umasa, we weren't Mamayit. And if they're Matami Ba'magu Umasa, so a Koyin is not allowed to become Tamei. However, the Mishnah LaMelech already points out over there in Hilchas Evel, Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, that the Yireim never meant to say that Meisei Akum are not Metamei B'magu V'masa. Fakert, if you look in the Yireim, you see clearly that he agrees that Goyim are Metamei B'magu V'masa. The main vart of the Yireim is that a Koyin is not Muzar Militamei. He is allowed to become Tamei. Of course, if he touches a Goy, he becomes Tamei. Tumas Shiva, but there's no Avera for him. The whole Avera for him is to become Tamei to a mace that is Matami Ba'oyel. A mace that's not Matami Ba'oyel, it has the same din as a Tumas Nevela, that even though the Kayan becomes Tamei, but there is no Isser for him. And therefore, this would be a Yishuv for the Yireim, and it's not Shverit on him from the Gemara and Yevamos. Al Kapanim, then we have a Machloikas, Rambam and Yireim, Halacha Lamaisa, whether a Goy is, whether a Kayan is allowed to become Tamei to a Tumas Meis of an Akum. We know an Akum is not Matami Ba'oyel, but he is Matami B'mago V'masa. So according to the Rambam, a Kayan is not allowed to come in physical contact with Meisei Akum, but according to the Yireim, he is allowed to. L'chayra, the Yireim's Raya from our Gemara is a starker Raya. Rabbi Shmuel says that any nefashos that are not Matamois Bibia, that are not Matami Ba'oyel, a Nazir is not Mitzuva on. And if a nazir is not mitzuvah on it, so the Braisa Masech, the Smachas, is mashma, that the din of a Kayan is the same as the din of a nazir. So how does the Rambam Taka avoid and be miyashev the Raya from our Gemara? So one thing you could say is that Toisis in Brachas, Yutes Amid Beis, and Toisis in Ksubas Dalet Amid Beis, bring in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that this Braisa in Masech, the Smachas, that compares the nazir and the Kayan, is a Braisa Mishabeshta. It can't be that it's Tali Zebazeh, because we know that by a revius of blood, a Nazir is not Megaleach on it. However, a Kayan is Muzar Allah. So we see that they're not Tali Zebazeh. Revius Dam is a Raya, that Nazir and Kayan are not Tali Zebazeh. So the Brais and Masech the Smachas that says that it is Tali Zebazeh must be a Brais and Mishabeshta. That's what Tosis brings in a number of places in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. So that could be the Yishuv for the Rambam as well. The Rambam is maskim to the Raya from our Gemara that a Nazir is allowed to become Tamei to Meisei Akum, because since an Akum is not Metami Ba'oyel, so Ein HaNazir Megaleach Alel, because it's not Nefashay Samatami's Bebiya. But the Tzushtel of the Yireim from Nazir to Koyin, that it could be the Rambam argues on, because the Braisa that compares them is a Braisa Mishabeshta, and therefore even though a Nazir is not Megaleach on Meisei Akum, still the Rambam could paskin that a Koyin is Muzar on it. However, the Mishnah LaMelech over there in Hilchas Evel says B'das HaRambam that La'olam could say that the Rambam is maskim that Nazir and Kayan are Tali Zebazet. And he's even Medayik like that in the Shitas HaRambam, that a Nazir and a Kayan are Tali Zebazet. However, even though the din of a Kayan is the same of a Nazir, it could be the Rambam argues on the Raya from our Gemara, even B'nageya to Nazir. And the Mishnah LaMelech suggests one of two possibilities. Firstly, he says it could be that it's a good Raya from Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, but it could be the Rambam Paskins like the Tanakama of our Braisa. The Tanakama of our Braisa did not darshan b'nefashay samatamayis bebiya hakosav medaber. He said that the reason why a nefesh behema is nismayit, because it says nefesh mace, and the expression nefesh mace is mashma only a human mace, and not a nevela. And if he's memayit from that drasha, and he doesn't hold that it's nefashay samatamayis bebiya hakosav medaber, so an akum is after all a nefesh mace, and therefore, even a Nazir would be mitzuva and Megaleach on becoming Tamei to a Meisei Akum. That's one mahalach that it could be the Rambam learned differently than the Yireim, because he didn't hold like Rabbi Shmuel of our Gemara. Secondly, says the Mishnah LaMelech, even if we'll assume that the Yireim is right, that we pass on like Rabbi Shmuel, and we have a drasha of b'nefashis hametamis bebiya hakasav medaber, as opposed to a nefesh behema, as opposed to the tumah of the nevela of a behema, still it could be that Meisei Akum are different. Because by a behema, you could say that it's nismayit, she'ein b'mino klal shemetame ba'oyel. In that min, in the species of animals, there is no animal that's metame ba'oyel. Because the din of Tumas Nevela Shaila is that it's Matami b'magu v'masa, but not b'oil. However, an Akum is considered Nefesh Adam, v'yesh b'minam shemetami b'oil, d'hainu Yisrael. It isn't Nefesh ha-metami b'bia. It's the type of Nefesh that's Matami b'bia, because it's a human, and a human is Matami b'oil when that human is a Yisrael. So even though this guy himself, when he would be a mace, is not Matami b'oil, still, he is considered a nefesh hamatami ba'oil. So al kopanim, either way, the Mishnah Lamelech wants to suggest that maybe the Rambam argues on the raya from Nazir as well. The first way we said it was that the Rambam agrees that by Nazir, just like a Nazir is not megaleach on Tumas Nevela of a behema, he's also not megaleach on Meisa Yakum. And the comparison between Nazir and Koyin, that the Rambam disagrees to, because the Braisa in Masechta Smachis is Mishabeshta, and therefore a Koyin is Asur, is Muzar, even on Tumas Meis of an Akum. But according to the Drachim of the Mishnah Lamelech, the Rambam argues on the Yireim even when it comes to Nazir, either because he passes like the Rabbanan that don't make this Drasha of Benefasha Hamatamis Bebiya Akasa Medaber, or he's Machmir by Goyim because they are considered Nefasha Hamatamis Bebiya, since they are Yesh Beminam Shematami Ba'oil Tahainu Yisrael. Halacha lemaisa, the Mishnah Lamelech discusses if we could rely on the sheet of the Yireim that Koyanim are allowed to touch Meisei Akum Bizman Hazeh, and he says that even though the Yireim is Mekil, L'chayra, it's a das yachid, because the Rambam and most other Rishayim hold that Koyanim are not allowed to become Tamei to a even Meisei Akum. The Mishnah Lamelech wants to be Metzarif, the Shitas HaRaivid. The Raivid says in Hilchas Nazirus, Perek Hei Halacha Tezayin, that Bizman Hazeh, that all Koyanim are Tamei Meis anyway, so they're not Muzar from becoming Tamei Meis again. But the Mishnah Lamelech says that that Shitas HaRaivid is also a das yachid, and therefore, even though we have a Shitas Yireim that's Meis, a lemaisa for a nazir and even for a kayin, and the ravid which is makel for a kayin as well, still the Mishnah Lamelech comes out ach nira de ein lo hakel, you should not be makel halacha lemaisa, a kayin should not become tamei meis to an akum, because it's hard to say that it's a svek sveka because of these two shitas, the shita of the Yireim and the shita of the ravid, because it's not a safek hashakel. The shita of the Yireim is a das yachid, the shita of the ravid is a das yachid as well, and we can add that even the shitas haravid, that ravid in Hilchas Nazirus that's Mekel for Koyan and Bizman Hazeh, the Mishnah Lamelech understands that that means that the Ravid is Mekel, that a Koyan is allowed to become Tamei Bizman Hazeh, because he's already Tamei Meis. But if you look at the Ramban in Makas Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, and the Meiri earlier in Nazir on Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, it's Mavur when they bring the Shitas HaRaivid, that the Ravid was just saying that Koyanim today are Potter from Malkus, but in Isser Tumo Lechatchila there is, and therefore that would be another reason to be Machmir, and not to be Mekel based on the Shitas HaRaivid and Shitas HaYireim. So halacha lemaisa, koyanim are not supposed to become tamei meis, even to meisei akum. If you want to look further into this inyan, there's a tshuva of the Avni Nezer in Yeridea Simin Tov Samaches Ois Yud Gimel Ayin Sham. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings the brisa that darshins from the word lo achiv sheim haya koyin gadol vuhu nazir. If he was both a koyin gadol and a nazir, still lo achiv ene mitame avo mitame hu le meis mitzvah. He's still allowed to become tame to a meis mitzvah. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel holds that this does not need an extra pasuk, because mali chad lav, mali train lavin. What's the difference if it's only one lav or two lavin? And Rabbi Kiva holds, no, it does need a special pasuk to be that he's allowed to become tummy to a meis mitzvah if he has both lavin, the lavin of nazir and the lavin of kuhuna. But al kopanim, everybody seems to hold, both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, that there are two lav in here, the lav of Nazirus and the lav of Kuhuna. The question is just, does that need an extra drasha? That's the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. L'chayra, we could be ma'ir on the Gemara. Why does the Gemara call it train lavin, that there's two lavin when there's a Nazir and a Kayin? L'chayra, there's another lav, a third lav, the lav of lo yachal dvaroy. As we know from the sugyas earlier on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis, that when a Nazir is metame himself or over any of the Yisurei Nazirus, he gets Malkus al Tzbal Yachel, Lo Yachel Dvaray as well. So why does the Gemara ignore this lav of Bal Yachel? So the emes is that this question is asked by Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Chidushi Rabbi Kiva Eger in Yevamis Daf Ches Amid Aleph, it's brought, and the Shirish, the source of this piece, is really at the end of the Sefer Drush V'Chidush Chelek Beis. in the Likutim Ois Hei, Rabbi Kiva Eger says that the neder hanazirus is that a person is makabel on himself to be a nazir, v'li'oi zohir b'mitzvahs nazir. Part of his kabbalah is that he's going to be careful and watch the hilchos nazirus. Memela, if a person becomes tamei meis and he did not watch the dinim of nazirus, he's over on lo yachel devaroi because he was machalo his dibur of the neder hanazirus. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you have a scenario where the nazir is mutter to become tamei meis, for example by a meis mitzvah, then automatically the lav of bal yachel falls away. The hanohag b'mitzvahs nazir karohi. His entire neder was that he's going to be noyig in the mitzvahs hanazirus. But if mitzad the mitzvahs hanazirus he has a heter to become tamei meis, so then he's not being mechalel his dibur. All his dibur was that he's going to watch hilchos nazirus, and he did. He didn't become tamei meis stam. He became tamei meis only because of a meis mitzvah, which is mutter to a nazir. Memela, he's not over on lo yachel dvaroi. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger that there's a raya to this svara from the Gemara in Nazir Mem Ches Amid Beis, that it says in our Gemara, Mali Chad Lav, Mali Train Lavin. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger, it should say differently. Mali Train Lavin, Mali Tlas Lavin. What's the difference between two Lavin, the Lav of regular Lavin, Naziris and Lo Yachel Dvaroi, and the Tlas Lavin, the added Lav of Kahuna? Why does the Gemara ignore the Cheshbon of Lo Yachel Dvaroi? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it must be that the Lav of Lo Yachel Dvaroi is not a Cheshbon, because that automatically falls away as long as there's a heter to the Iker Lav of Nazirus. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is teaching us that the reason why our Braisa, our Gemara says that there's two lav in here and not anymore is because lo yachel dvaroi is only when you're mechalo the neder hanazirus, and calls man that you have a heta to be metami lemeis mitzvah mitzad the hilchas hanazirus, then automatically there is no lav of lo yachel dvaroi. But there's another very important kasha on this Gemara, and that is that the Braisa says that if he's a kohen gadol and a nazir, then he has two lavin. He has the lav of nazir and the lav of kahuna, and therefore it's a special chiddush that he's allowed to become tamei to a meis mitzvah. L'chaira, we know from many places in Shas that there's a klal of ein iser chal al iser. One iser can't be chal on another iser. So if that's the case, how could we say here that this person has a lav of nazirus and a lav because he's a kohen gadol? L'chaira, if he was a kohen gadol first, and then was makabel on himself nazirus, how is the lav to become tamei mitzad his nazirus chal? He already couldn't become tamei because he was a kohen gadol. If he was a nazir first, so then you could say maybe the lav of kahuna gedoyla is not chal on him, but the truth is that it's not a separate lav, the kahuna gedoyla. That was the lav that he had on himself to become tamei from when he was a regular kohen. And that didn't change when he became a kohen gadol, as Tosfos says on the bottom of Mem Zayin Amid Beis, Dibur Amaschil Iber Echaikim, that really that's the lav of kahuna. And if that's the case, really, the lav of kahuna is born with him. As soon as he becomes bar mitzvah, he has that lav of kahuna. So the real question is here, ein iser chal al iser, whether he became a kohen gadol before a nazir, or a nazir before a kohen gadol, the question is, how does the lav of nazirus be chal on him? L'chaira, he was a kohen hedyot already beforehand. He was born with that. As we said, that was a kedushas oilam. And memela, how could the lav of tumah of a nazir be chal here? L'chaira, there's a problem of ein iser chal al iser. So the truth is, even though the achrayim don't discuss this kasha directly legabe our gemara, however, there are a number of achrayim that discuss this exact kasha on a very similar inyan, and that is in the Mishnah in Makkos Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, and we could apply their words to our discussion as well. The Mishnah in Makkos Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis teaches us that if there's someone who's a kohen hedyot, and a nazir, if he enters a beis atumah, if he goes to a place where he's tamei meis, loike tarti, he gets two malkias. And l'chayr, the kash over there is asked as well, l'chayr, it's shver over there, how could it say that you get two malkas, one because of a nazir and one because of a kohen gadol? L'chayra, the lav of nazir, not kohen gadol, kohen hedyot. L'chayra, the lav of nazir there can't be chal, because once the person is a kohen, so then he gets malkas out the tumah, he's asur mitzad the tumah, because he's a kohen. So the fact that he added on himself nazirus, l'chayra, it should be ein iser chal al iser. So the Shagas Aryeh in Simin Samach discusses that kasha on the Mishnah in Makkos, and he points out that our Gemara in Nazir Dav Dalet Amid Aleph really has two Lashinas. According to the Lishna Basra of the Gemara on Dav Dalet Amid Aleph, there's a Gzeres HaKosav that Isurei Nazirus are Chal Al Iser. Even though normally Anus or Chal Al Iser, Isurei Nazirus Shani, that we say Iser is Chal Al Iser. According to that Lishna Basra, that's a great teretz to the Mishnah in Makkos, because the Isser of Nazirus could be chal on the Isser of Tumah, and that of course would be a good teretz by us as well. Yes, the person was a kayin from the beginning of his life, but now there's trey lavin, there's an added lav of Nazirus, because Isser Nazirus is chal al Isser. However, those are two lishonos in the Gemara. The Shagas Ari there says that according to the Lishna Kama, which is Amiraim in the Gemara, still, how is he going to be Miyashiv, the Mishnah in Makkos? And we could ask over here as well, this is also a Braisa by Tanoim, so how could the Lishna Kama, that holds that there is no special Gzeres HaKosov by Nazirus, that Isser is Chal al Isser, so then we'll say like the regular Klal of Ein Isser Chal al Isser, so then Hadra Kushi Laduchta, the Kasha, both on the Mishnah in Makkos and the Braisa by us, how could we say that there's Isser, this Trey Isurim here, there's an added Isser because he's a Nazir, L'chayra we have a klal of Ein Isser, Chal al Isser. So the Shagas Ayi over there in Simin Samach suggests a teretz to this Kasha, and the Shar HaMelech says the same teretz in Hilchas Macholis Asurois, Pereches Halachavav, and they say that the rule is, even though Ein Isser Chal al Isser, the Gemara says that if it's an Isser Koilel, if the second Isser includes more things, then the second Isser could be Chal B'Koilel. Memela says the Shagas Ari and the Shar HaMelech as well, that when the person accepts on himself Nazirus, Nazirus is Koilel more Isurim. He's now also to drink wine, and he's also to do a Tiglachas. Those Isurim were not on him because of his Kuuna. That's only added to him because of his Nazirus. Memela, just like those Isurim, the Yayin and Tiglachas are Chal, so the Isser Tuma mitzad Nazirusoi is Chal B'Koilel as well. That is the din of that Isser is Chal al Isser B'Koilel. Memeilo says the Shagas Ari and the Shar HaMelech, that's Pshat in the Mishnah in Makkos, that Isser is Chal al Isser when he becomes a Nazir. The Avne Miluim in Tshuvas Avne Miluim in Simet Hezvav says a similar teretz to the Mishnah in Makkos. He says that the Isser Nazirus is Chal B'Koilel, but not like the Nusach of the Shagas Ari and the Shar HaMelech, that it's Koilel the Isser Yayin V'Tiglachas. But even within the Isser Tuma Gufa, it's Koilel, because a regular Kayin is mutter to become Tamei to his Shiva Kroivim. When he becomes a Nazir, now he has a Chumra that the Isser Tuma is even on his seven closest relatives. Memela that's Chal B'Koilel, because the Isser Tuma of a Nazir is Koilel more aspects than the Isser Nazir, than the Isser Tuma as it was when he was a Kayin. Memela that's Chal B'Koilel. So both these Tirutzim are identical, that the Isser is Chal al Isser because it's Koilel, and we call Isser Chal al Isser B'Koilel, but it's different in terms of why it's Koilel. The Shagas Ari and the Shar HaMelech said, because it's Koilel Yayin V'Tiglachas, and the Avne Miluim says, because it's Koilel in the Isser Tuma Gufa, the added Chumra of Shiva Kroivim. The Avne Miluim Taka says over there, that you can't say like the other Nusach, like the Nusach of the Shar HaMelech, that it's because it's Koilel Yayin V'Tiglachas, because Toisus and Yevamis Lamed Beis Amid Beis, Dibur HaMaschil Isser Koilel, says Befeirish that it doesn't help if it's Koilel a different shame Isser. It has to be Koilel within this Isser Gufa, it has to be Koilel more aspects. So don't tell me that it's other Isurim are Chal, Isser Yayin, Isser Tiglachas. That's not going to help to make it Chal, Isser Chal al Isser B'Koilel. You have to say within the shame Isser Tuma Befrat, there is a koilel here, there's an addition in the echus of the Isser, and the Avne Miluim says that's because of the Shiva Kroivim. What's interesting is that the Shar HaMelech himself, in Hilchas Isurei Bia, Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Ches, also brings down this Toisus in Yevamos. But the Shar HaMelech says there that la'achar hisbainanus, it seems that that Toisus is only going in Shitas Rabbi Yossi, but we hold like the Rabbanon, and according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yossi, it's considered koilel even b'shtei shemos. So I think it's clear that the Shar HaMelech in Hilchas Macholis Asureis that we mentioned, that says that it's koilel the Isser Yayin v'Tiglachas, is going l'shitasai like this Shar HaMelech in Hilchas Isurei Bia, that the Toisus in Yevamos is irrelevant. The Toisus in Yevamos is going b'das Rabbi Yossi, but la'halacha, we don't hold like that Taisus. We don't hold that Yisoid. We hold even B'shtei Shemois, that's considered Isser Koilel. Memela, the Shar HaMelech could say his Nusach, like the Shagas Ari says, that it's Chal B'Koilel, because the Isser Nazirus is Koilel Yayin V'Tiglachas. There is another Teretz that said by the Achroinim on that Mishnah in Makkos, and that is said by the Magia on the Tshuvas Avne Miluim. The Magia on the Avne Miluim was written by his Talmud Muvuk, and he suggests another pshat in that Mishnah in Makkos, why there's no problem of Ein Isser Chal al Isser. And the Paris Yosef in Makkos, Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, says the same teretz. And that is that we have another klal in Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, that if the two Isurim are chal bebas achas, they take effect at the same exact moment, then Isser is chal Al Isser. Memela, he wants to say that you could have a scenario if the person is mekabel on himself nazirus before he becomes bar mitzvah, when he is mufla hasamach le'ish, if we hold that mufla hasamach le'ish in that last year is the oiraisa, as the Rambam paskins in Hilchas Nedarim, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Dalet, that mufla hasamach le'ish da'iraisa, memela his kabbalah is good, but he's not a bar mitzvah yet. So when are the isurim, when is the isur nezirus chal on him mid'iraisa? It's chal on him only when he brings shtei saris and he becomes a gadol. Memela at that moment, the isur mitzad kuhuna and the isur mitzad nezirus are chal on him bebas achas. Just like the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph says, "Kegoin da icy shtei siris b'Shabbos, to have yulei zarus v'Shabbos b'hadei adodi." That when he becomes a bar mitzvah, when he brings shtei siris, that is called the time that the iser takes effect. And if he brought shtei siris on Shabbos, then you can have the iser Shabbos and the other iser discussed in that Gemara chal b'hadei adodi b'bas achas. The same thing says the Magia of the Avne Miluim and the Paris Yosef in Makkos, that if you have a scenario where the person is makabel nazir before his bar mitzvah, in a way that the Kabbalah helps midairaisa, a mufla samach leish, but when is he mitzvah to keep that midairaisa? Only after he becomes a bar mitzvah. So then, as soon as he becomes bar mitzvah, both isurim are chal bebas achas, and memela. That is how it says there that you're chayiv two malchus, and there's no problem of ein iser chal al iser. The Shagas Ari over there in Simin Samach is already nisoirer to say such a suggested teretz, but he says that only works lahalacha that we hold mufla hasamach leish da'iraisa, but there is a man da'amar in the Gemara that mufla hasamach leish lav da'iraisa, so then you would still need a new pshat according to that man da'amar in the Mishnah in Makkos. But al kolpanim, we have now three terutzim lagabi the Mishnah in Makkos, either that it's chal b'koilel, like the nusach that the Shagas Ari and the Shara Melech said, that it's koilo the Isser Yayin Tiglachas, or like the Nusach of the Avne Miluim, that the Isser Tumah itself is koilo Shiva Kroivim, or the third Mahalach now of the Talmud of the Avne Miluim and the Paris Yosef, that it's Chal because it's Bebas Achas. There is one final teretz, a fourth teretz, that said, Legabi, that Mishnah in Makkos, and that is said by the Orach Laner in Makkos, Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis. The Aruch Laner says that this teretz is so good that it's a wonder why the Shagas Ari and the Avne Miluim, the other Achroinim who discussed this kasha, didn't think of this teretz. And the Aruch Laner says that the answer is that really these Isurim of Kahuna and Nazirus are Chal Bebas Achas. We could have a scenario where it's Chal Bebas Achas. And it doesn't have to be that the Nazir was Makabal on himself Nazirus b'mufla hasamach la'ish. Even if he was Makabal on Nazirus as a regular Gadol, we could still say that it was Chal Bebas Achas. And how is that? With one introduction, that the Ritva says in Kedushin on Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, that Lagabi the Klal of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, it depends b'chaticha zu atzma. It all depends about this chaticha that we're discussing. Not b'shem ha'isser ba'olam. Not in general in this category of isser. Therefore, says the Ritva, if someone eats a nevela on Yom Kippur, it depends when this chaticha, this piece of meat, was nisnabla. If it became a nevela before Yom Kippur, there's a nisa nevela, but the isa Yom Kippur can't be chal on it. If it became a nevela on Yom Kippur, then the isa Yom Kippur is chal, and the isa nevela is not chal. But why does it depend whether this piece became a nevela on Yom Kippur or before? Because it's not totally on the general isa that you're mitzuvah on the isa nevela or the isa Yom Kippurim in the veld. It's tali b'chaticha zu atzma, that's when we decide what's called the chalois iser. When the iser is chal on you, klapi this chaticha itself. Memela, based on this ritva, says the Aruch Laner, that if this place that the Nazir Shehukoyin entered, this Beis HaTumah, this Beis HaKvaras, became a Beis HaKvaras only after this person was Makabal Nazirus, then it turns out that this chaticha, this Beis HaKvaras, this Makam Tumah, right then it was chal on him as a Kohen and as a Nazir, that he's not allowed to go into this place. If the place was a Beis HaTumah before his Kabbalas Nazirus, so then already the Issa Kuhuna was chal first. But if it only this field, this area, only became a Beis HaKvaras after he was already a Kohen and a Nazir, So then as soon as this field came to existence, that's when it was asur for any Kayan and Nazir to go into this field. So at that moment, it's Chal Bebas Achas. Memela, this is Alderach, the second Nusach, the Nusach of the Avni, the Magia of the Avni Miluim, and the Paris Yosef, that it's Chal Bebas Achas. Not because it's Chal Bekoilu, it's Chal Bebas Achas, but you don't need the scenario that he was Mekabel the Nazirus, but Mufla Samach Le'ish, and it doesn't depend on that Machloikis, if Mufla Samach Le'ish, the Eraiso or not. Any Nazir, when he is Mekabel Nazirus, after there already exists a Beis HaKvaras, and then he goes to be Metame himself in this Beis HaKvaras, if he was a Kayan as well, he is over two Isurim, because those Isurim were Chal on him, but Bas Achas, as soon as that Beis HaKvaras came into existence. That is the Divrei Torah of the Achroinim, Lagabi, the Mishnah in Makkos, Chof Aleph Amid Beis. And the MS is that there's a Pirish HaMishnayis on that Mishnah in Makkos. With the Pirish HaMishnayis, the Rambam says, Ein b'chol elu iser chal al iser. In all these cases of the Mishnah, there's no problem of iser chal al iser, because ela hein isurim rabim shenizdamnu bizman echod. These are many different isurim that come bibas achas and then izdamnu bizman echod, and therefore you get the multiple malchus that's mentioned in that Mishnah. It's mavur lehedya in the Rambam that there is no problem of iser chal al iser there, not because one iser is koilal more, but because it's bibas achas. And the Rambam there doesn't say any think that it was because of Mufla Samach Le'ish, the Pashtus of the Rambam Mutaka Bimashma, like the last Mahalach, the Mahalach of the Aruch Laner, that it's Chal Bebas Achas. Why? Because as soon as this Beis HaTumah came into existence, if the person was already a Nazir, and for sure he was already a Kayan, therefore it's Chal on him Bebas Achas. And the Aruch Laner in that piece is Mitzayin the Pirish HaMishnayis, and explains that the Pirish HaMishnayis means like him, L'chayr, there's a Makar from that Pirish HaMishnayis to the Pshat of the Aruch Laner. I'll call upon him when we go back to our Inyan and ask the Kasha on our Gemara, that the Gemara says, the Braisa says, if he's a Kohen Gadol v'Nazir, you need an extra Chiddush that he's allowed to become Tameh to a Mace Mitzvah. And as the Gemara says, it's Train Lavin, there are two Lavin. So the question we asked was, L'chayra, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser? And if you hold that there's a special yesoid by Nazirus, that Isser is Chal al Isser, like one Lashon in the Gemara and Davdalad Amid Aleph, that's fine. But what about if you hold, like the Lishna Kama and Davdalad, that Ain Isser Chal al Isser, even by Isuri Nazirus? So how is the Isser Nazirus Chal over here? So according to the first teretz, the teretz of the Shagas Ari and the Shara Melech, that the Issa Nazirus is Chal B'Koilo, because it's Koilo Yain V'Teglachas, we could say the same exact thing over here. When this person became a Nazir, he was already Mitzuva not to become Tamei Meis, because he was a Kohen, but now this Tumah that's Chal on him, this Isser Tumah that's Chal on him B'Nazirusoi, is Koilo Yain V'Teglachas. And it doesn't make a difference whether he became a Nazir after he became a Kohen Gadol or not, because as we explained, the Isser Tumah here is not unique to the Kohen Gadol. The Isser Tumah is Stam, when the guy is born as a Kohen. Memela, when we say that this person became a Nazir, now it is Koilo on him, Isser Yain V'Teglachas, therefore will say that the Isser could be Chal al Isser, so that teretz, the first teretz of the Shara Melech and the Shagas Aryeh, could help Lagabe our question as well. The second teretz that we mentioned, the Avne Miluim, that says that there's an Isser Koilol, but not because it's Koilol in a different shame Isser, the Yayin V'Teglachas, but because the Isser Nazirus is Koilol in the Isser Tumah itself, Koilol HaChumra of Shiva Kroivim, L'chayr, that teretz doesn't apply when we're talking about a Kohen Gadol V'Nazir, because a Kohen Gadol was already Muzar on the Shiva Kroivim. He has that Chumra as a Nazir. So whether you became a Nazir before a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Gadol before a Nazir, there is no Isser Koilol in one over the other because it's Koilol Shiva Kroivim, because they're both Aser B'Shiva Kroivim. However, La'achar Ha'ion, we could say that this teretz applies as well, because as we just explained, the Isser Kuhuna, the Isser Tumah, mitzad his Kuhuna Gedoyla here, is not unique to his status as a Kohen Gadol. That, as Tosfos says, Amem Zayin Amid Beis, was already there when he was a Kohen Hedyot. And when he became a Kohen Gadol, the Isser of Kuhuna Pshuta, the regular Kohen Hedyot Isser, didn't go anywhere. He's still a Kohen Hedyot as well. He's just a Kohen Hedyot plus. He's a Kohen that's also a Kohen Gadol. But Memela, once there was an Isser on him be'yosei Kayin, even before his Kahuna Gedoyla, so we could say that when he was Mekabel on himself Nazirus, that Isser was an Isser Koilol. It was Koilol Betumah, the Chumra of Shiva Kroivim, and Memela, both Isurim are Chal on him. If he's a Kayin Gadol, that's a Nazir. He has one Isser Tumah because he was was born a Kohen, and now he has an added Isser Tumah because he's a Nazir, and that Isser Tumah is Koilal, the Isser of Shiva Kroivim, Memela, that Teretz as well, could apply to our Braisa to explain why there are two Isurim. The third Teretz that we said, that when it's a mufla hasamach le'ish, the Nazir was makabel on himself Nazirus when he's mufla hasamach le'ish, the Teretz of the Talmud of the Avnei Miluim and the Pirus Yosef in Makkos, that would apply the same thing over here. Einachanami, the Isser Kohen Gadol, mitzad his being a Kohen Gadol, that's not chal bebas achas, because he only becomes a Kohen Gadol after he's bar mitzvah, he can't become a Kohen Gadol as a katan. But as we just explained, we're not really discussing when he became a Kohen Gadol, when we want to know when is the chalois Isser Tumah. That already was behi Yosei Kohen Hedyot. So if that's the case, if as a 12-year-old he was makabal on himself as a mufla samach le'ish to become a Nazir, then bebas achas, when he brings Shtei Saris and becomes a Gadol, it's chal on him the Isser Tumah mitzad kuhunasai and mitzad nezirusai bibas achas. So that teretz would apply here as well, that we don't say ein Isser chal al Isser because it was chal bibas achas. And the final teretz of the Aruch Laner, that the Aruch Laner says in Makkos, that it's chal bibas achas because we're talking about in the Mishnah in Makkos a case where the Beis HaKfaris came into being, came into existence after the person became a Nazir, so he was already a Kohen and a Nazir. The same thing over here, we could say that if we're talking about a Meis Mitzvah that died after this person became a Nazir, so then he was already a Kohen mitchilas leidasai, and now he's already a Nazir. And now this Chaticha Atzma, this Meis Gufa, when he died, it was already Chal, but Bas Achas, both Isurim. So even though it's true that he became a Nazir only after his Kohuna, but the Isurim are Chal on him, legabe this Chaticha Atzma, legabe this Meis, it's Chal on him bebas achas. So all the terutzim that we said, legabi the Mishnah and Makkos Taf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, that the Achrayim were very marach to discuss, that would apply here as well, even though the Achrayim don't discuss it directly on our sugya, because in our sugya, even though we're talking about a Kohen God of a Nazir, but when we have to look well into the Isurei Tumah here, it's not really the Isur Tumah of a Kohen Gadol. It's the Isur Tumah that was on in Bihi Yosei Kohen Hedyot. So then it is really identical to that Mishnah in Makkos that talks about a Kohen Hedyot who is a Nazir. Because the Isurim that we're comparing over here as well is the Isur Tumah mitzad his Kuhuna and mitzad his Nazirus. And therefore, if we say that he became a Nazir afterwards, we could say that there's an Isur Koilal, either because it's Koilal Yayin Vitiglachas, or it's Koilal in the Isur Tumah itself, Shiva Kroiv. Or we could say the answer is that it became bebas achas. If he was makabel b'mufla samach le'ish, then when he becomes bar mitzvah, it's bebas achas. Or with the havana of the Aruch Laner, that even if he's makabel on his nazirus as a gadol, but if this chaticha atzma, which in the Mishnah and Makkos means that beis hakvaris, and in our braisa means this mace, if it came into existence after he was already nazir, then both the isurim are chal bebas achas, and that's why it says in our Gemara that there are two lavin.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.